Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Number to the show is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show if you'd like. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/The Frank Williams Show and listen via online radio. Again, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, those of you who are listening via cell phone or landline, and those of you who are listening at work, on the road, however you're listening to the show, welcome, welcome, and welcome. Today is the first day of February, right? First day of February already. January is gone already. 1 month down, 10 or what, 11 to go before Christmas, right? Before New Year, if it's 11, 10 to go before Christmas. Again, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome. Now today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, the Frank Williams Show. The sponsor of the Frank Williams Show is Frank Williams Realty. Again, thank you to our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. Without them, this show would not be rolling. Now, you can reach them via email at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com for all of your real estate needs, whether you're selling or buying, or whether you know someone who's selling or buying. Please contact me. I will help you or them from start to finish. Okay? We ride this thing together. Frank Williams Realty, contact us, frankwilliams@kw.com. And those of you who have my personal contact, you guys definitely more than welcome to contact me, and we'll get the show started, right? All right. Thanks, guys. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And again, thank you for tuning in live. Now, I wanted to say something before. I have something that I saw today. It says, the older you get, the more you realize you have no desire for drama, conflict, or stress. You just want a cozy home, food on the table, and to be surrounded by kind people who make you happy. That is, you know, so true. So true. I had another one from a friend of mine. It said, my wife asked me to take her out to one of those restaurants that make the food in front of you. So I took her to Subway, and that's how the fight started. My wife asked me to take her out to one of them restaurants that make the food in front of you. So he took her to Subway. Wow. That was mind-blowing, right? That was mind-blowing. And that's how it happens. That's how it happens. Anyway, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to today's show. Let's see. I'm trying to do something here, let's see. I'm trying to put something together here. Why some men don't like to cuddle, huh? Okay. Anyway. Today is Tuesday, actually. I get away from Monday because I worked last night, okay? I worked last night, so I'm doing the show in the morning now at 10:30. So, have a great show set up for you. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this thing. If you'd like to give your comments, or if you have an opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad. That will alert me that you would like to be on the air, and I will put you on the air. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. How to get rid of begging friends and associates. Now, you know, I wanted to discuss this because, you know, so many people start to, you know, really get upset with others or friends or associates who owe them money. And I understand. I understand it perfectly. But when you think about it, if you were to loan someone some money, that means that they asked you to loan them money, right? You didn't just say, here you go, here's $100. I know you need it. Pay me back when you get a chance. It doesn't happen like that, right? People ask you for money. When they ask you for money, they'll tell you, hey, Frank, let me borrow $20. I'll pay you back on Tuesday. Now, the ball's in your court, right? The ball's in your court. So you have to say, okay, Tuesday's fine. I can do without my 20 bucks until Tuesday. He or she going to pay me back on Tuesday. So I'm like, okay. And you loan it to them with the intentions or the expectancy that they're going to pay you back on Tuesday. They made that decision, not you. You know, it wasn't like they asked you for 20 bucks and then said, tell me when you want me to pay you back. No, they asked you for 20 bucks and they also said, I'll pay you back on Tuesday. Okay? And you accepted that, right? You accepted that. Now you turn around and Tuesday comes and you hadn't heard from Jeffrey. So Wednesday comes, you hadn't heard from Jeffrey. Thursday comes, Jeffrey called. Hey, Frank, I string you out tomorrow with that 20 bucks. I know I owe you. I string you out tomorrow. Like, all right, Jeffrey, what can you do at that point? There's really nothing you can do. If Jeffrey doesn't have the 20 bucks, he doesn't have the 20 bucks. Okay? But you, I'm kind of steaming right here. Right, I'm kind of steaming right here because I realized that oh my goodness, man, this isn't right. Okay, this isn't right, and for me, I always say, okay, that's fine. But what's happening is they're taking your kindness for weakness, right? They're taking your kindness for weakness. So you come back. And you understand, you're like, man, you start to understand that if I don't do this, or if I don't touch this guy and say, hey, man, you need to pay me my money, then it's not going to happen. And so I'll tell you guys a quick story that happened to me and how I got rid of one of my associates, okay? One of my associates now at work asked me to borrow $2, not $5, not $8, $20. But $2. Okay, $2. And I said, okay, that's cool. I loaned him the $2. Loaned him the $2. And he said he'd pay me back on Tuesday. So that was fine with me, right? Excuse me. And I accepted that. I said, that's cool, man. Call me back. You can call me back you can pay me back Tuesday. Okay? That works for me. Now, Tuesday comes and he doesn't say anything about my money. I didn't say anything about my money. Right? I didn't say anything about my money. I just want to know when you're going to pay me. When you're going to pay me? On Tuesday, he didn't pay me. He didn't say anything. Right? Wednesday, he didn't pay me. He didn't say anything. Thursday, he didn't pay me. He didn't say anything. So I wasn't going to let it go into the weekend. And because of that, I say, hey, when are you going to pay me my $2? I'll give it to you next week. See, that don't work, right? You said you'll pay me Tuesday, but Tuesday came and went. You didn't say anything to me till Friday when I said something to you. And because he said I'll pay you on next Tuesday, I'm like, okay, that's fine. But you know what? I told him, I said, no, you don't have to pay me. You don't have to pay me back at all. Right? I loaned him $2. That's all he asked me for was $2. I loaned him $2. He said he was going to pay me Tuesday. He didn't pay me Tuesday. Didn't say nothing Wednesday. Didn't say nothing Thursday. I asked him on Friday because I didn't want to go into the weekend pissed off. So I asked him on Friday, hey, you got that $2? He said, hey, man, I'll pay you back next week. That means that, you know, you're trying to screw me over. So you say, hey, Frank, all you're talking about is $2. I'm like, well, that's not it. It's the principle of the thing. It's the principle of the thing. What if it was $200 instead of $2? What if it was $200? What if it was $200? And he said, I'm going to pay you Tuesday. Tuesday come around, he doesn't say anything. Wednesday come around, doesn't say anything. Thursday come around, doesn't say anything. Friday comes around, I have to say something to him about it. Oh man, I'll pay you next week. Okay, so at that point, I said, nah, don't even worry about it. You keep that $2 because obviously you needed it a lot more than I did, right? So you keep your $2. And I told him to keep his $2. He like, nah, man, I'm going to pay it. Really, I'm going to pay you. I said, nah, man, don't even worry about it. It's just $2. But you won't be able to get two more dollars from me ever in the future because you screwed this up. So it's on me now whether to loan him more money or not loan him any more money. And then after that, I didn't have to worry about this guy asking me for money again. I done got rid of that begging friend, that begging associate. I'm rid of him. Never asked me for a dime again. He got fired not long after that, but you know, and so he left with my $2, but hey, it was over. And sometimes it's more than that. I know sometimes you guys offer, you know, people ask you for $100 or, you know, $200 or something like that. Enough money, ask you for enough money maybe to pay a bill. And, you know, like I said, you can get rid of them fools right there. When they don't pay you. See, my deal is if you say, hey, you're going to pay me back on Tuesday, and Tuesday comes around, okay, Tuesday comes around, and you don't have the money, you need to be calling me up, looking for me or whatever, saying, hey, Frank, I don't have the money. I'll straighten you out on Friday or tomorrow, whatever it is. And then now the ball's back in my court. Now it's up to me again. Now it's up to me again to say, all right, that's cool. You can pay me tomorrow. Or I say, all right, that's cool. You can pay me Friday. So that's what I'm saying, guys. When you loan someone some money, okay, money, you know, I get upset about money. I get upset about tools. You know, somebody asks you to borrow a tool, something like that. I had a neighbor back, you know, a few years ago when I was living in Douglasville that asked me to borrow a tool. All right. I had the tool. I wasn't using it. So I loaned it to him. Well, when you going to pay me, when you going to bring my tool back? He actually, when he borrowed it, he said, I'll bring it back. You know, I'll bring it back to you tomorrow. Okay. Then tomorrow comes in, not around. Okay. And I'm like, And then I see him come home one day, and I see him outside doing something. I just hit my horn at him. Bum, bum. Went on in the driveway, went on home. So he saw me then. He knew then that he still had my tool. Still, no word. But all I'm saying is, you know, we as people, if you borrow money from me, if you borrow a tool from me, if you borrow money from someone else, if you borrow a tool from someone else and tell them you're going to bring it back tomorrow or bring it back on Friday or I'll pay you back tomorrow, I'll pay you back Friday. And they say, okay, that's fine, Frank, pay me back on Friday. Now, it's on me. Now, if I want to stay in good graces with you or whomever I borrow from, I need to be paying you back on Tuesday. Or I need to be paying you back on Friday. And that's something that I don't play with. Because then, look at this. If you don't pay them back, right, they cut you off. And then now, you don't have a leg to stand on. You can't call them now and say, hey, Frank, hey, man, can you loan me another 100? I'll loan you another 100. At that point, if you paid me back before, like you said you would, that's common sense, right? That's common sense. So, guys, if you're going to ask someone to loan you money, please, please pay them back on time when you said you were going to pay them back. When you said you were going to pay them back on Friday, you said you were going to pay them back on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever you said you were going to pay them back, make sure you pay them
back.
Whether you can borrow the money from somebody else to pay your friend back. And that's what it is. It's a friend because he loaned you that money. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. That's all the time I have for you today. I will be back on tomorrow. I have a seriously good show for you tomorrow. I know you all tuned in. You all listened to the show. I appreciate that. I'm getting better at getting in here and doing the show. I'm trying to get consistent with doing it. I'm trying to do it every day. Sometimes I have a few other things going on, but I'm trying to get consistent with doing it every day so we can sit and chat every day. And you'll know that, hey, Frank getting ready to come on. The show is getting ready to start. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you right back here in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you. Money changing colors like da-da-da-da. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Did that trap sound. Designer. Gold. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Man. We living fast now. Finest. Rolls. We can go. We can go. Cold. Keep watching me. When fuck still be real and pain. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Take a whip it, intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then that kill it, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I didn't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball if you breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up your soda, diamonds on steroids. Keep watching me, whip up, still be real and pain. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.
No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like really got static. It must be the fatty. I can blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Like a stir fry.
Keep watching me. When pop still be real and pain.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.